supernatural manifestations of this world. Not that Tobo needed much help anymore. This world has more real phantoms and marvelous beings hiding in the bushes and behind the rocks and trees and on the edge of night than any 20 generations of our own frightened peasants could imagine. They gravitate toward Tobo as though he is some sort of nightside messiah, or amusing pet, maybe. Boom. Boom. I would have to get off my butt myself. That looked like a long, hard trek over there. Boom. Boom. Come on, Croaker, wake up! The door swung inward as my visitor invited himself inside. The very devil of my thoughts. Tobo.
Didn't you hear the Bavas singing?
I heard a racket. Your friends are always kicking up a fuss about something. I don't pay attention anymore.
When the Bavas sing, it means somebody is going to die. And there's been a cold wind off the plain all day, and Big Ears and Goldeneye have been extremely nervous, and... It's One Eye, sir. I just went over to talk to him. He looks like he'd had another stroke.
Shit. Let me get my bag. No surprise, One Eye suffering a stroke. That old fart has been trying to sneak out on us for years. Most of the vinegar went out of him back when we lost Goblin.
Hurry!
The kid loved that old shit disturber. Sometimes it seemed like One Eye was what he wanted to be when he grew up. In fact, it seemed Tobo venerated everybody but his own mother, though the friction between them diminished as he aged. He had matured considerably since my latest resurrection. I'm hurrying as fast as I can, Your Grace. This old body doesn't have the spring it did in the olden days. Physician, heal thyself. Believe me, kid, I would if I could. If I had my druthers, I'd be 23 years old for the rest of my life, which would last another 3,000 years.
That wind off the plain, it has Uncle worried, too.
Doge is always worried about something. What does your father say?
He and Mom are still at Kangpi, visiting Master Santaraxita.
At a tender 20, Tobo is already the most powerful sorcerer in all this world. Lady says he might possibly become a match for her in her prime. Scary. But he has parents he calls Mom and Dad still. He has friends he treats like people, not objects. He accords his teachers respect and honor instead of devouring them just to prove that he is stronger. His mother raised him well, despite having done so in the environment of the Black Company, and despite his innate rebellious streak. I hope he will remain a decent human being once he comes into his full powers. My wife does not believe that is possible. She is a pessimist about character. She insists that power corrupts, inevitably. She has only her own history by which to judge, and she sees only the dark side of everything. Even so, she remains one of Tobo's teachers, because, despite her bleak outlook, she retains the silly romantic streak that brought her here with me. I did not try to keep up with the boy. Time definitely has slowed me, and has left me with an ache for every one of the thousands of miles this battered old corpse has trudged, and it has equipped me with an old man's talent for straying off the subject. The boy never stopped chattering about the black hounds, fees, hobs, and hobyas, and other creatures of the night that I have never seen. Which is all right. The few he has brought around have all been ugly, smelly, surly, and all too eager to copulate with humans of any sex or sexuality. The children of the dead claim that yielding is not a good idea. So far, discipline has held. The evening was chill. Both moons were up. Little boy was full. The sky was totally clear, except for a circling owl being pestered by what appeared to be a brace of night-flying rooks. One of those, in turn, had some smaller black bird skipping along behind it, darting in and out as it prosecuted reprisals for some corvine transgression, or just for the hell of it, the way my sister-in-law would do. Likely none of the flyers were actual birds. A huge something loomed beyond the nearest house. It made snorting noises and shuffled away. What I made out looked vaguely like the head of a giant duck. The earliest of the conquering Shadow Masters had possessed a bizarre